Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 53 to 72. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with the hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' Yet even about this their testimony did not agree." And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witness do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him, and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to them, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Alfonso Espinosa from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Irvine, California.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ on this 30th day of Lent. Amen. It is time to reflect on our dear Savior's passion, all that he was willing to do and endure in order to save us from sin, death, and the power of the evil one. In our gospel text from St. Mark chapter 14, 53 through 72, we see our Lord facing for us sinful attacks from the outside or from the world, and even more shamefully and alarming, sinful attacks from the inside or from within his own church. His response to these, however, is a response of amazing grace poured out through his being undeterred from why he came to take on our flesh to begin with. He would go forth to die for us while we were still sinners. The outside sinful attack against our Savior is depicted in the mockery and farce of a trial before the Sanhedrin, as recorded in verses 53 through 65. Our Lord Jesus Christ had been arrested in an illegal and a most high-handed way. As he faces his judges for trial, no crime has been charged against him. And so, unindicted, illegally arrested, he stands at this illegal hour before his illegally convened court. It is important to note that this trial ignored the legal restrictions which forbade trials at night. The darkness represents the work of Satan, who persecuted the church and who to this day persecutes the church and the members of the Lord's holy bride like you and me. Caiaphas, the high priest, heard testimony that did not agree. And when he asked, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" Our Lord's silence must have been deafening, but it was appropriate. There was no need to defend oneself against lies and false accusations. But then Caiaphas, who was now desperate and feverish to stop Christ, asked a question that our Lord had to answer. "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" O Caiaphas knew exactly what he was asking. The Jews sought to avoid the holy name of God, and so Caiaphas made an adjustment. Instead of saying Son of God, he said Son of the Blessed. Same difference. Again, our Lord had to answer, because this is why he came, to show us God, our merciful and saving God. So he answered, I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. The Lord was fully aware of the words of Daniel 7, and he identified himself with another divine title, Son of Man, the one with authority to judge all men, because he is God with all power and authority. So much for the claim that the New Testament does not clearly identify Jesus as God. And this is exactly what Caiaphas understood as he tore his garments and said, What further witnesses do we need? You've heard the blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. But our Lord's persecution did not end there. Like a cancer, sin spreads and it would invade even St. Peter. In love, St. Peter came to the courtyard to be as near to the Lord as possible. But in fear, he betrayed the Lord. 3 times St. Peter denied Christ. And you know the rest of the account. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. This is what our Savior faced for us. The persecution and rejection of the world, and the betrayal and denial from his own. And how often have we joined in this satanic throng? How often have we, in our own sin, accused Christ like Caiaphas, who essentially was unwilling to submit to the King of Kings? So we accuse our Savior in our hearts and join the world's sin because we want to find a way to maintain our autonomy. And how we relate to Peter, who denied the Lord? How often have we in our sin denied the Lord, too afraid to be his witnesses, fearing men more than we reverence the Lord, and we shut our mouths from sharing the gospel or sidestep being too strongly identified as one of those Christians? But Luther said, The Church of God has great need of these examples, for what would become of us? What would be left for us if Peter had not denied Christ and all the apostles had not taken offense at him? And if Moses, Aaron, and David had not fallen? Therefore, God wanted to console sinners with these examples and to say, If you are fallen, return, for the door of mercy is open to you. For St. Peter the denier, our Lord went to the cross. And for that matter, he went for Caiaphas as well, and for the whole world. And on that cross, cover the sins of the accusers and the deniers with his blood. The life in his blood covered the death of our sin. And for all who call on the name of the Lord, through the Holy Spirit calling, gathering, and enlightening through word and sacrament shall be saved. So the Lord in grace also restored St. Peter, even as the Lord leads you to live in your baptismal grace and to daily return to Christ. St. Peter, who denied the Lord 3 times, was 3 times restored, as recorded in John 21. Therefore, be comforted, dear Christian, because the Lord Jesus is likewise merciful to you, so that in the forgiveness of sins you may also proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again in glory. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alfonso Espinosa from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irvine, California, for today's meditation on God's Word.